Hello, everyone, and welcome to Real Chat with Kat, a podcast dedicated to offering a growth mindset platform for us entrepreneurs, where we discuss everything from business, mindset, to life in general. I'm your host, Catherine Polsonelli, a business organizing powerhouse, personal development strategist, and owner of Agent Services Plus, a company focused on helping entrepreneurs just like you build, grow, and be courageous in their business. I'm so excited to have you with us today. So grab a cup of coffee or your favorite beverage and get ready to have some amazing conversations and fantastic takeaways. Let's jump right in. Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us today on this episode. I'm so excited to have you guys here and have Miss Vanessa Brewers with us today. So thank you so much for joining me. Please tell us a little bit about you, what it is that you do, and then what kind of got you into that space.
Thank you for having me. We've already been having a lot of fun just even in the couple minutes leading up. So I find you utterly delightful. So I'm really, really happy.
Thank you.
So I'm a leadership coach and business oracle, which is a way that I allow myself to have this very real world title, but then also talk about what I really do. And a business oracle for me is someone who I work with entrepreneurs to essentially make sure that their businesses are completely aligned with their soul and their self-expression. So much of the time as entrepreneurs, we go into business because we feel this passion or this excitement or this drive or this ambition. And I really think that entrepreneurship is maybe only second to parenting and just ahead of leadership, the most intense container to really evolve as a human being. And I think that's maybe consciously or unconsciously why we go into the profession. Yeah. But then once we're in it, it's really easy to get lost in the drive for success and money and recognition and achievement that so often we end up compromising our deepest soul's expression. And so most of the people who come to me have already created some level of success, but they feel cheated. Like, is this it? I thought I would feel different. I thought I would feel more successful. I thought this would feel different. And so we work together to just uncover more of the truth of who they are and then bring their business into alignment, which is really cool because then you get expression and unprecedented levels of success.
Ooh, I love that. So then do you see like a lot with a lot of people that you work with that they kind of have an idea of what it was they really wanted to do, but you end up kind of tweaking their passion to really push them more toward what they really want? Do you see them kind of changing a lot in their business?
That's a really good question. And I think it varies across the board. I would say for sure, their business model or their experience of the way they run their business almost always changes, at least in terms of how they work, where they work, how much they work, all really changes. But I always joke that if I ever end up working with someone who's not an entrepreneur, there's kind of this moment where I'm like, all right, cool, something different and fresh. And then they always end up being like, and I have this business idea.
Of course you do.
A natural byproduct of kind of really, getting truer to your own expression as a human is that you also end up getting more creative in your business. So definitely if they don't change their business, they certainly bring on new projects and new creative enterprises that feel fun.
Okay. I love that. And do you see, because I guess when I'm thinking in terms of creativity as well, like maybe they are stepping out of their comfort zone. So maybe trying more of live coaching or not live coaching, like live masterminds, or you see that they, maybe you're on social media a lot more than they were before when they had clients and they start getting them other directions. Do you see people like really kind of pushing those boundaries?
For sure. And everybody's edge is different. And I think it's really interesting because especially in the entrepreneurial coaching world, there is this idea that there's one way that you have to do it. You have to be on social media. You have to be in masterminds. You have to. And so I find that without even really thinking, it's these unconscious, untrue assumptions that are the real killers, even more than the limiting beliefs, because we don't even think to question or challenge assumptions. We're so focused on what are my limiting beliefs that you have all these other things that you're tolerating that make work feel like a chore instead of your passion. So if I have a client who loves social media, my passion for social media has been completely reinvigorated in the last year, but I have some clients that want nothing to do with it. And yeah, I want them to be able to create exactly what they want, exactly how they want. Did that answer your question? Feel free to tell me if I don't.
And I would love for you to dive in more to the difference between that subconscious piece that we don't even think to disagree with versus your limiting beliefs. Because, you know, I talk about limiting beliefs with a lot of people and how you can reprogram them once you notice them. But those subconscious pieces are a little bit different. So how do you differentiate or help people differentiate the difference between that limiting belief and that subconscious belief that you're not even paying attention to? And then what are kind of the steps from there?
It's a really good question. And on a foundational level, they're actually not different in the sense that an assumption is still a limiting belief. But I like to, I like to create a discernment between them, because I think when we think about limiting beliefs, we're really focused on, and this is because it's A, true, but also because it's heavily marketed in the personal development industry, that there are these very specific subconscious blocks that are keeping you from what you want, and you can really and find them and work with them. And it's true. It's totally true. When you do it, things really shift. The difference for me is that an unconscious assumption would be like, just for example, that if you want to grow your social, if you want to grow your business in 2023, you have to be on social media.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not something that I would categorize as a limiting belief, because I think so much of the time we personalize limiting beliefs. It's about me. It's about my relationship to life, where the unconscious assumptions are a little bit more about the lay of the land. It's just the way things are. Does that differentiation?
Yeah. That makes total sense.
And so what I find is, when we're relating to limiting beliefs, we're really thinking about what stops us, what gets in our way. And when we're talking about the unconscious assumptions, the I would say that the description is more like, what do you think you just have to do to win and succeed? What do you need to do to get approval in within the world? How does it, how it works?
Yeah.
Right. So if you want to find and locate some of the assumptions in your world, and you can ask the very literal assumption, what am I assuming to be true about how I need to do this? How do I think it works? And I think another really good place to identify this is, where are you looking for the how? Where are you just really fixated on the how? What are the seven steps? Where are you looking for shiny object syndrome? These are all good places to start to see where these assumptions can bubble up. And then I would say the last place that can be a little trickier to spot is, what are you tolerating, and where are you compromising? Where do you think that in order to get what you want, this other thing just has to happen? You have to deal with this. This just comes with the territory. This is just the way it is. That's probably the most ripe place to find these.
Yeah, definitely on that one. And I would love for you to talk a little bit more about that too, because I do think that we don't realize the amount of things that we do tolerate or just put up with. And we're like, oh, I just have to go through this because that's the process, right? Like, for instance, I have to work 24/7, right? In order to build my business and for my business to be successful, it's just part of it. I have to work 16 to 18 hours every single day for the next 3 years, and then I'll be able to calm down and have my time. Like that one frustrates me so much, but it's one that I was stuck in for a long time as well, especially coming from the corporate world where you do have, you know, your 9 to 5, your 8 to 6, or whatever the case may be. And so you are usually, especially being in the medical field where I came from, you are constantly go, 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 right? So when I first got into my business and started kind of laying out my calendar and what I wanted to do, I was like, I'm not busy enough. Like, I don't have enough things to do, right? And I hired a mentor, and she was like, why? Like, why do you think that you need to be busy 20? I'm like, well, that's how I make money. And she was like, well, what if it could be different? And I was like, that's an interesting concept. And she's like, I mean, why did you get into business, right? Well, I was like, well, I mean, so I could have freedom and have time. And she's like, but you're doing the opposite. And I'm like, oh, well. So what would you say
that way?
And it's so funny when somebody asks you the same questions that you should be able to ask yourself, and like the light bulbs that go off, which I think that's why everyone needs to have a mentor or a coach or someone that they can bounce things off of, just because it's a really unique way to see what's already in your brain. But anyway, off my pedestal. What for you, when you're dealing with people on learning the things that they're tolerating, one, what do you see that seems to be like the most common, like that keeps coming back to, and two, how do you give them the steps to kind of work through some of those things?
It's, I love that you brought that up about when you were working with your first mentor and she asked, well, why are you doing that? And you're like, well, that's just what you have to do. I mean, it's that duh energy. Yeah. Just kind of like, what was a stupid question? I remember one of my mentors asked me, what would you be doing if you didn't have to make money? And I was irritated by the question. Like, who has the luxury to think about that? You know, like, why would you even ask me that? That's so irrelevant. Of course, you can't think about what you want. You have to think about what you need. So I actually think that that is the number one most foundational place that toleration begins. Mm-hmm. I think, at least from my experience, when you start out in entrepreneurship, it's really, I think for most people, desire-led, at least just to jump in. You want the freedom. Maybe you're really passionate about something. You just get super curious about real estate and you're like, ooh, what's that thing? You know, and you come in with this childlike curiosity, playful enthusiasm, optimism. And then once you realize ain't nobody coming to save you and you don't actually have any security built in, almost immediately we go from being desire-led to security-driven or success-driven. And this is out of the gate where we start tolerating and compromising, because unconsciously, choice by choice, we start to ask the question, what do I need to do in order to get to blah, blah, blah?
Yeah.
How do I, and then this is, you know, heavily marketed to you, how you go from six figures to seven figures in a year. And so you start to very quickly orient around, oh, okay, there's stuff I have to do because I'm so desire or so security starved, and there's a way to do it. So desire just starts to kind of wait its turn.
Mm-hmm.
That often doesn't come for a lot of people, because the sort of blessing and the curse of the security strategy driven approach is that it kind of works.
Yeah.
So you can take the bait again and get a bigger win and get a bigger win and get a bigger win. And so it really is something, it really compare it to being in a marriage or relationship that isn't amazingly perfect for you. At first, it feels really great because it's a new relationship. And then 20 years later, you're asking the question, who the hell am I and where did I go?
Mm-hmm.
You're in a relationship with your business. And so I think a similar dynamic can occur. So that is, I would say, the number one thing is that people drop desire. And I'll just pause in case there's anything you want to look at, or then go into, here's what I help them with, but I could talk for 100 hours. So.
No, I love that. And I think it breaks it down so simplistically, because we do get caught up in like you said, the excitement in the beginning and all the fun, which we transpire into, that should be our desire. When it's not, it's your passion and your push to do it. And then we get caught up in all the things and what everybody else is saying works for them and so on and so forth, that we do forget where our creativity is in that process, which then does suppress that desire, because now we've completely changed focus.
That's right. Yes, 100%. And we're human beings. So we really have the desire to be approved of, to be liked, to fit in.
Yep.
Let's just say, for example, you're a real estate agent and you want to dress completely different than the normal real estate agent, but you know you're going to go to a networking event. There is this part of your psyche that is just designed to want to fit in. And that's just a very simple example, but let's say you're a real estate agent and you don't want to work weekends. I think real estate agents would not even put that on the table.
Yeah.
But I fundamentally believe that whatever is aligned for you is possible.
Yeah, 100%.
So how I work with my clients, I developed this acronym that I really love, and it's POWER. And it's about, the P stands for precise pleasure.
Mm.
So what I mean by precise pleasure, well, let me take you through the acronym and I'll kind of just offer a little bit. So P is for precise pleasure. The O stands for open to God. The W is wake up to the truth. E is express yourself unapologetically. And R is reclaim your life and do what's required.
Ooh.
So just very quickly, for me, precise pleasure is not just what you want, but it's how you want it. A lot of us are tuned into what we want, but we sacrifice mm-hmm. how we want to feel to get there. Precise pleasure is, what do you want and how do you want to feel? The open to God is let go of control, which is terrifying.
No, that's the hardest.
It's so hard. And for most people, what you want to create, you can't do on your own. You have to co-create with life, the universe, the unknown, whatever you want to call it. You are not in control. And so that is a deep, deep process, but ultimately required. Wake up to the truth is just be willing to look at the truth. And it seems so simple, but there's so many ways we hide the truth from ourselves for so many really, 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 really good reasons. Mm-hmm. But it's look at the truth of what you want, and it's look at the truth of what you've created instead, without judgment, without shame, without criticism, without beating yourself up, so that you can see the gap, so that you can close it.
Yeah.
And then expressing yourself, I think, is a blind spot for a lot of people. Again, this is one of the places that we end up in toleration and compromise, because often expressing yourself is in contradiction to fitting in. And it's so normal for us. It's the water we swim in that we often don't even stop to consider. Is this really me? You know, is this on brand for me? You know, it might be on brand for real estate, but is it on brand for me? This is on brand for coaching, but it's on brand for me. And so there's a little bit of rebellion and a lot of healing that comes in the space. And then the do what's required, I think, is really different than do what's aligned. Not that I want people doing like grinding and, you know, killing themselves, but I think a lot of times as entrepreneurs, we actually are playing it safer than we think. Mm. And so we end up with really, what's the next step? What's the next step? What's the next step? What's the next step? And you can go in this kind of really slow, grinded, linear growth, where if you actually ask yourself, if I really wanted to make 7 figures this year, what would be required? Oh, it would be required that I triple my prices. Okay.
Yeah.
And no, I couldn't do that. I have to do 18 different things before I do that. And so the idea of do what's required is creating backwards from vision, not forwards from position.
Ooh. Ooh, I like that.
It's different, right?
Yeah. It makes total sense. And it's interesting too, because what you're talking about too is, it's really a self journey of learning of who you are. And in that process of all of those pieces, you have to learn to be okay and accept you for you. And you have to learn to be authentic and be okay with that, which means not everyone's going to accept you, which means not everyone is going to be open to you, which means not everybody is going to want to work with you, right? But it really is taking that scarcity piece out of each one of those components and pushing it away, or learning that everything is abundant, right? Everything can come to you if you want it to. You just have to allow it, because I do think that we shut our own doors a lot of the times when it's standing right in front of us, but because it is way out of what we're used to doing, or it means we have to be authentic, we're like, oh, no, that doesn't align. Yes, it does. What it doesn't align with is the fact that you have to step out of the mask to be the person that you want to be, which is funny, because I just saw a snippet from Jim Carrey, which I love him as a comedian, but he has a fantastic platform of really talking about mindset and understanding things, which is a totally different side of him. But he talked about depression, and he said depression is something that you have to go through. And he said the reason you go through it is because your avatar is tired of you being that person. it's exhausted of you being whoever it is that you've been trying to be. So you have to go into this depressive state to learn to release that. And a lot of people don't realize that, right? Or they still get stuck in it. But it was really eye-opening, because it's like, if you think about it, how many people are in some essence pretending to be someone or working to fit in, quote unquote, right, in society or in their circle. And then you wonder why you get so down and then why you feel so exhausted. And it is because your body literally is trying to tell you it is tired of you pretending.
So true. I love that you brought that up around, oh, that's not aligned for me, because 100% my perfectionism and fear hijacked alignment. That's not aligned. That's not aligned. My mentor was like, you kill everything you create. I'm like, yeah, I wasn't aligned. She was like, bullshit. No, you are hiding. And it was, I mean, it's honestly still something that I'm working with, because it's so easy for me to use alignment as an excuse not to do what's required and aligned.
Yes.
I'm actually just afraid. And I can really relate to that. It's funny, because I don't think I would have named it as depression for me. Not that I disagree. I think that's totally, totally accurate. But I was saying I was exhausted. I'm just exhausted. I'm burnt out. I'm tired. And then one day it occurred to me that, oh, that's not what's happening. I'm drained. And I, at least in that moment, I really experienced those as different, because burnt out, I was definitely when I was working a million hours a day and I was waitressing and growing my business and also teaching fitness classes and glorifying busy. I was burnt out and exhausted. But this was different. I had another mentor who said, what are you so burnt out from? You only work 20 hours a week. And to be fair, I had an 18-month-old at the time. But it was really that I was being this avatar version of myself. And I wouldn't let myself actually ask myself what I really wanted, who I really was. And so I was feeling super drained. Everything bored me. Everything was draining. Nothing was exciting me. I mean, at one point, I think it was in 2020, somewhere around there, I thought about quitting the profession. I was like, how could that be? I mean, this isn't me. I wasn't the coach that was supposed to end up here. I was the one that everybody was talking about was going to be a rising star. I was so passionate, and it was really heartbreaking to get to that point and be like, I'm actually considering quitting something I've dedicated my entire adult, like every waking moment of my adult life. But it was that I had just compromised who I was and what I wanted, like really letting myself just show up as quirky and messy and weird and also pretty. And, you know, like it was hard to own any aspect of myself completely.
Yeah, it really is. And there's so, which is interesting. We think that there is so much judgment when in reality it's because of what we judge. So I was just reading this last night Brené Brown's book called Daring Leadership. And she was talking about if you feel judgment, look at where you are judging people. Because if you are judging people, that is the space in you that you are uncomfortable with, right? So if you are judging people or you're thinking weird, you know, like, oh God, why do they do this? Because they are, let's say, quirky, right? Or loud. Look at yourself, and where in yourself are you hiding that? Because that's the piece that you're uncomfortable with, which to me was like, duh. those moments, but because I've had that issue for a while of, I always felt like I was judging people, but then I always felt like everybody was judging me, everybody. Right. And when I really started kind of like looking, I'm like, why am I judging them? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, go you, like, I'm excited for you to be who you want to be. So I started celebrating those people every time that I would have that thought of judging. I'd be like, no. Congratulations. Like, go freaking you for being comfortable to do whatever the shit is, right? Whatever it is that makes you. But through that, right, it did help me start alleviating that piece of me. But I just thought it was really interesting to like read that piece last night. And I was like, oh, that makes so much sense. So much sense.
I'm like, do you know what question just popped into my mind when you were saying that is, where are you being a silent internet troll?
Ooh.
It's like, because I'm like, oh, I don't want to be in it. You know, we all have that super like self-righteous judgment against internet trolls where I'm like, are you a real person? Like, you really, like, you've never met me and you want to argue with my content? Like, I mean, I'm not going to, but I mean, how, like, get real for a second, real talk, like real chat. I mean, where are you being a silent internet troll? Well, you're not saying it out loud. You're not telling anybody, but you're scrolling past and you're like, a little too much plastic surgery. You know, it's,
yeah.
I'm going to be using that question. Thank you. Because the thing is, it's totally true in my experience that what you shared about when we judge others, we're judging ourselves. When we fear others' judgment, it's our judgments of ourselves. I've also found that when you really start to put yourself out there authentically, you do get judged. You do get in trolls. You do get haters. You do get people criticizing you, coming at you. And I love my spiritual teacher, because one of the things that she said to me is, this happens when a part of your own shadow, it's your shadow externalized. So it shows up. These haters show up in spiritual design because you're ready to transcend that. Mm. And so when I do put myself out there, and almost every time, because I have this practice before I post on social media, that I close my eyes and I open my heart and I say, I'm willing to be seen. I'm willing to be recognized. I'm willing to grow. Like, I really need to call that in and go into that energy. Every time I do it, A, my posts actually do reach more people. Try it. And B, I get haters every time. And so when they come on, most of the time now, I don't even have a like reaction. Sometimes I do, but my sister and I celebrate them. We send them back and forth by text and we laugh and we make fun of each other and like I'll double down on the hater for her and be like, oh my God, yeah, that code is so ugly. And we make it absurd. And so it's one of the, had a coach named Steve Chandler. If you're in the coaching world, you probably know who he is, but he was such a great teacher because he would take the things that we experience a lot of shame around and mm-hmm. he would just make them so absurd and funny that the shame loses its grip and you just start laughing. And I found the same, that we can do the same thing when we judge ourselves and we judge other people, when we get judged, it's the same kind of, if you can just make it totally absurd, it loses its charge.
I freaking love that. Like, I'm going to try that one. but it does. It makes sense because you're shifting that emotion and that state of energy that you're in to produce something different instead of allowing the body to take hold of it, which is what a lot of us do, right? Or for people that are like, for me, that are empathetic, I feel a lot of other people's feelings when I'm around them. And it took me a really long time to understand when I'm around certain people. I'm like, why am I pissed off all of a sudden? Like, I was having a good day. It's not because it's my energy. So I've learned that. And I'm like, okay, not mine. It's fine. And I just let it go versus what a lot of people tend to do. And it's because they don't realize where their connections lie, right? They focus on it. Why am I pissed off? I'm pissed. And then they create their own reasoning to attach to that emotion versus just letting it go, make something of it or go through something else or laugh at it, like you were saying, and then move on to the next thing. Let it flow, let it release, and don't make it such a big deal of trying to understand every single piece of it before you let it go.
And if we want to just do a little callback to the open to God aspect of power, what you just described is the foundation for surrender. When we think about surrendering, I think we tend to think about it in terms of just let go of the wheel. And and it is that. Sometimes it really is that. But you don't have to go from completely tight gripping and being totally controlling all the way to like, hey, whatever, I just trust life, no big deal. What you just described, I think was a perfect description of if anybody ever asks you, how do you surrender? Just direct them exactly to what you just said, like, or clip it and then use it on your world.
Sick. I have some great thoughts when I'm like, not focused on thinking.
It's like a life lesson right there.
Oh man, that is the truth, but it really is learning that balance or that ebb and flow is what I like to use, of understanding when to let go and when to deal with things and when to figure out things and when it's best to just be like, and I'm done with it. Right. And I mean, it's just like, if you have a really close friend that you've been friends with for a really long time, and then all of a sudden, like, the relationship just freaking falls apart and they turn to this completely different person, you can spend all of your time and effort and energy and be exhausted trying to understand, figure out, ask all the questions and learn, but you keep hitting this brick wall. And it's like, so you either have to make the decision of, okay, am I going to continue to hit this brick wall and hope that I figured out? Or am I okay enough to be like, okay, for whatever reason, this is the path that it's supposed to be. This person apparently is not supposed to be in my life anymore, or this client I'm not supposed to work with anymore, whatever the case may be. So you have to make that decision. You have to learn that ebb and flow of when to let go and when it makes sense to dig in a little bit deeper. Because sometimes there's a lesson behind it, right? And then other times it's just because it has nothing to do with you. And that was your lesson, was to learn to be okay with not knowing and trusting that that's just the place that you're supposed to be in.
That's been a really big growth edge for me this past year, because I, for better or worse, I can take a lesson out of anything. You know, you give me a carrot that's cut in half, and I'm like, what am I supposed to learn here? You know, it's maybe just that this is, you know, just eat the carrot, you know? bless my dear friend, Tiffany Carroll. I don't know, probably about 6 or so months ago, we had this ongoing WhatsApp voice message conversation that someday, I swear, we'll like publish and package and sell, because it's just like, you know, it's brilliance. And I was just in this deep, deep, deep state of despair and agony. And I was trying to, what is the lesson and what do I need to learn? And it was a little bit like self-indulgent, but also just deeply hurting. You know, I wasn't trying to stay a victim. I just really felt bad. And she said something that I will continue to learn more and more and more, especially as a parent. She said, Vanessa, you need to set a boundary with your own mind. And It had never occurred to me to set a boundary with myself. I don't know, maybe I'm really late to the party on this, but I had just never thought of that. And she said, what your psyche needs is the same kind of inner boundary that you would give your child when enough is enough. And she said, I love the primal no. And I said, what's that? She said, you know, when you were a kid and you were just really taking it too far, and maybe on some level you knew you were taking it too far, and then your mom and dad just went, and your whole nervous system just freezes. You were like, oh shit, I took it too far.
Yep.
Really comforting, even though it's alarming and maybe you get a little mad or rebellious as a kid, but there's something also really relieving about feeling contained. And I know a lot of my clients experienced trauma, and I had some trauma in my childhood. So I never got that healthy primal containment of my own mind. And I think, especially if you've been in personal development for a really long time, just what you were talking about, this, I'll find the lesson. Like, when is it appropriate to dig deep and find the lesson? And when is it appropriate to give yourself the primal roar that contains it, just says enough, go.
Yeah.
I will let you know.
I love that. No, it's fantastic. I do think that sometimes if we can't find the lessons, it's worth letting it go to see if the lesson hits you in the face, or to see if it comes back around, right? Because if it is a lesson that we're supposed to learn, what ends up happening? Something happens that's similar that you're like, oh shit, I know this one, right? And then it hits you, and then you're like, oh, okay. So this is what I would needed to learn from it, right? But I think sometimes focusing on that in such a container that we do lose ourselves, and then we lose the time of figuring out other things, right? Where sometimes I'm like, okay, you know what? I have no freaking clue what the hell it is you're teaching me. Whatever, I know it will pop up. And it's funny too, because when I do that, a lot of times I'll be in the shower like 4 days later and be like, holy shit, like out of the book. Like, that's what I'll be damn. Okay. Well, okay, fine. I got it. Yep. No, I learned that one now. And it's funny because my poor husband, I'm like, I had shower thoughts. And he's like, what am I? Just listen. Like that little kid that there's a meme of it. Just listen.
Oh yeah.
So you remember the other day when this thing happened, and of course I have to go into the whole story. My poor husband, he's like, yeah, sure. And I'm like, oh my, I just had a thought. And he's like, okay. And I'm like, I just had to share that. I just wanted to make sure somebody knew what just happened.
Wasn't even half distracted by how adorable all of that sounded with your Tennessee accent. I was like, oh.
I'm so glad it could be a distraction. No, just
no, but it is. It's so true. It's so correct. I don't remember what I was learning and not learning and not seeing at the time, but I remember I was really in it. I was really like, again, just steeped in the, what am I supposed to learn? What is here? And my husband said something that was so loving. I think it may have come from just like his own personal boundary of trying to hear me figure it out. And he said, you know, maybe you're not supposed to know what the lesson is while you're learning it.
Ooh,
that blew up. Because then I saw, okay, this may be trying to be a little tiny bit controlling in this. I'll figure it out. I'll get this lesson over with. Instead of actually just letting yourself go through it. And then, yeah, 4 days later, I'll be damned. There it was. Got it.
That's fantastic. And it makes so much sense. So everybody out there, please learn to let go every once in a while. I promise you, it helps out 10 times more than you think it does. Oh, and gosh.
I'm really not sure if this is the moment to let go. Maybe just test it out. Just draw
right? Just see what happens. It's just see what happens. Well, Vanessa, I have had a freaking blast talking with you. So before we go, one thing I love to ask everybody is there a quote or a piece of advice or something you could share with the audience that they could take away today as maybe a piece of positivity or just some self-help?
Yes. Let me look it up really quick because it's one of my favorite quotes. I should have it memorized and I don't, and I do not want to butcher it because it's too beautiful. Is that okay? Can I do that?
Of course. Of course. I'm the same way. I have a couple of quotes and I'm like, I remember part of it. You would think I would have it memorized, but.
That would be a total crime for me to butcher this. Let's see. You should also say that I would, even Google is like, what are you talking about?
Google's like, look, you should have already had this figured out if you.
Oh my God. And you're like regretting that part where you told me that you don't edit any pieces out. You're like,
congratulations. Okay. You're no.
All right. I got it. You do not need to leave your room. Remain sitting at your table and listen. Do not even listen. Simply wait. Be quiet and still and solitary. The world will freely offer itself to you to be unmasked. It has no choice. It will roll in ecstasy at your feet. It's by Franz Kafka.
Wow. I love that.
About the antidote to the busy entrepreneur, huh?
I need to have that one pasted on my wall. That's like,
I'm just going to get this one tattooed right here.
I love that. That's absolutely beautiful. I will be sharing that in the show notes for sure. So definitely tell everybody, how can they connect with you? How can they follow you? How can they get in touch with you?
There's two ways I think that are the best, the easiest, and most delightful. The first one is go to thepowergift.com. And it's a free mini hour long training on the acronym that I talked about before, the power acronym. And awesome. Then March 3rd, 2023, depending on when you're listening to this, I have a free virtual half day event called Emergence. And it is all about allowing your fullest, deepest, truest expression of your wild soul to come out in service to exponentially growing your business in a really aligned way. So you can find the information for both of that through thepowergift.com, and it takes you to my website and blah, 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 all that good stuff.
Perfect. Beautiful. And will you have any type of playback that people could purchase to maybe watch it in case it gets released later?
Yeah. So, I mean, you mean if they're hearing this after the fact?
Yes.
I'll be doing them quarterly. So even if you go to the powergift.com, you'd end up, to you in the future, you'll end up finding the next one.
That's fantastic. I love it. No, it works perfect. I love that you do it quarterly too. I may have to hop in that myself. I love learning and I love hearing other people's perspectives. And I think that that's one of the greatest things that people can do for themselves is get out of that egotistical, I can figure it out crap, and learn to hear from other people. Because even if it's something that's repeated, it's not going to be repeated the same way you would say it or the same way that somebody else says it. And you're always going to have, if you come in with an open mind, you will always have some type of takeaway or some way to look at something different or some type of, oh, I should work on that again feeling, right?
Yes, for sure. For sure.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. We'll definitely have that information in the show notes along with your quote. I absolutely love that quote. That is beautiful. I'm going to have to look that up. So, and to everybody else that's out there, thank you so much for joining us today. Vanessa, it's been a freaking pleasure to have you as a guest. To everyone else out there, hope you got some amazing takeaways. And don't forget, do one thing positive each day for someone else and see the difference that it makes in your life. So until next time, you guys have a fantastic freaking day.
Hello again, and thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard, please be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review so we can keep the good stuff rolling. Got something you'd love to hear us discuss? Then be sure to message me on social media and let's work together to spread even more amazing content. And if you haven't yet connected with me on social media, be sure to follow along at Agent Services Plus. I'm so excited to connect with you on the next episode, and until next time, be sure to find things that help you learn, grow, and be inspired.